Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us, as always, as we continue to investigate lies in the textbooks. So far, we're still talking about the subject of Israel, the Promised Land, or as mentioned in the Quran by the title, the Holy Land. Today, we will continue to expose the lies which spread all over the textbooks, sadly taught to our children in our public school, concerning Israel. Is Israel the promised land given to the Jew rightly, or have the Jewish people occupied it as stated in the textbooks? So, to get to the point, let me begin by reading some of these lies as I share with you some of my observation and the comments which given to us by Citizen for National Security.
In the text, World History, The Human Journey, Modern World, published by Houghton, Milfen, Holt, Reinhardt, and Winston, copyright 2005, pages 4 and 6. In the map depicting Egypt, the New Kingdom, in the year 1450 BC, the text uses the inaccurate label Palestine for the western Mediterranean coastal plain, but the accompanying text only speaks of Canaan, making this lesson a confusing one for students.
Once again, at the time of the Egyptian New Kingdom in 1450 BC, the region was known as Canaan. The name Israel first appeared in the Bible around 1300 to 1200 BC, and on the Merneptah stele, an Egyptian record in Cairo Museum. Prior to 1300 BC, the area in the map was known as Canaan, not Palestine. After 1300 BC, the land was known as Israel. Palestine was not broadly used until about 80 years after the Roman defeat of Israel in 70 AD under Titus. I would like to add to that, even today, when we look at the geography books which is taught in the Middle East, you will see no existence on the map for the country of Israel, but they call it Palestine. And here, let us listen to another lie in the textbooks.
In the textbook, World Geography Today, published by Holt, Reinhardt, and Winston, copyright 2005, on page 452, many Jews resented Roman rule of Palestine.
During the time of Jesus, and for about 150 years after the crucifixion, the land was known as Judea. Once again, similar to the previous lie, we read
in the textbook, Modern World History, Patterns of Interaction, published by McDougall Little, copyright 2007, on page 583, the land now called Palestine consists of Israel, the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip.
During the time of Jesus, the part of ancient Israel ruled by the Romans was known as Judea, not Palestine. The name of Palestine came into being about 80 years after the Roman general Titus destroyed the temple of Solomon in 70 AD. Israel should be substituted for Palestine in post passages, since the name Palestine is used incorrectly. The name Israel predates the term Palestine by over 1100 years. Israel, not Palestine, is the promised land widely believed to have been promised to the Jewish people by God over 3500 years ago. Incorrect use of the term Palestine for Israel delegitimizes the modern state of Israel. and gives unwarranted support for current Palestinian claims for statehood. The term Palestine did not come into common use until about 1600 years after events described in the book of Genesis. There is no country or state of Palestine today. The passage attempts to delegitimize the Bible itself by ignoring God's command to his people Israel and implying that the Israelites one day just decided to leave Egypt and conquer some territory. As was stated earlier in a previous textbook, that Jesus was born in Palestine, which makes Jesus a Palestinian. That is not correct, for Jesus was not a Palestinian, but believed by Christians to be God incarnate, come to save mankind. Israel is the ancient and historical land of the Jews, while Palestine was not so named until 150 AD. Once again, the name Israel predates the name Palestine by over 1200 years. Now let us look at another lie in another textbook.
In the textbook, Modern World History, Patterns of Interaction, published by McDougall Little, copyright 2007, on page 584, it can be found, in 1947, the UN General Assembly voted for the partition of Palestine into a Palestinian state and a Jewish state.
Notice the order which the author chose to write this passage. He stated what? The Palestinian state come before Israel state.
Jerusalem was to be an international city owned by neither side.
Excuse me, what? Jerusalem does not belong to Israel? And it does not belong to the Arab, the Palestinian? Imagine with me that the population of the Muslim who live in Washington, D.C. continue to grow the way they are growing right now. And then United Nations will come to us here in America and they come up with this new decision. Since there are many Muslims live in Washington, D.C. area, therefore, we are going to make a new decision that you cannot take Washington, D.C. to be the capital of America, since there are plenty of Muslims live there. Then it will be a neutral place, not belong to America and not belong to the Muslim. What a wonderful decision. Don't you agree? Imagine with me, Jerusalem, the capital of Israel from the days of King David. Hundreds but thousands of years, over 3,000 years ago, Jerusalem is always known to be the capital of Israel. And today, this ignorant liberal of United Nations is coming to tell us that Jerusalem does not belong to Israel. What a foolish and bitter yet stupid decision.
The terms of the partition gave Jews 55% of the area, even though they made up only 34% of the population. In the wake of the war and the Holocaust, the United States and many European nations felt great sympathy for the Jews.
A great sympathy for the Jews? Really? And since we felt sorry for the Jews who just lost 6 million of their own people, we're going to give them a whole 55% of their own land which already belonged to them. Wow, that is a great deal for Israel. How ridiculous.
Largely, as a result of this fighting, the state that the UN had set aside for the Palestinians never came into being. Israel seized half of the land in the 1948-1949 fighting.
When you hear this statement that Israel went to war and then they seized land, you come to the conclusion that first, Israel is the country which started this war. Second, Israel fought to steal land that does not belong to them. What is wrong to put the history right in the textbook by stating that the truce, which is Arab-Muslim, engaged in war with Israel simply because they hate the Jews? And the reason why the Muslim hate the Jews, it is because simply the Jewish people, Israel, is the small Satan which they desire to remove from the face of the earth. And if you ask Muslim, why do you consider Israel to be Satan? or the small Satan. They will tell you because Allah in the Quran commands us to hate them and to engage in war with them. Don't forget that Allah in the Quran 79 times command Muslim to engage in war with who? With the people of the book. Who are the people of the book? They are the Christians and the Jews. That's why Muslim would like to get rid of every last Jew. And the Israelites fight back to defend themselves. And in doing so, they regain back half of their land, which was their own land, as we have read in the Quran, given to Prophet Moses and to them by Allah. And in the Bible, the same story, for God promised the land to Abraham 4,000 years ago, and then later God gave the land to the children of Israel after Moses led them from slavery in Egypt.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Now let us continue with our investigation of lies in the textbooks.
While the fighting raged, at least 600,000 Palestinians fled, migrating from the areas under Israeli control. They settled in UN-sponsored refugee camps that ringed the borders of their former homeland.
I'm sorry, that's not true. The Palestinians did not leave their former homeland, for they have immigrated to this land hundreds but thousands of years after God Almighty gives this land to the Jewish people, as we have read in Quran chapter 5 verses 20 to 26, and as it is written throughout the books of the Torah, which Muslims say they believe in. Now I would like to share with you the comments which made by Citizen for National Security. For Mr. Quraysh II and Dr. William Saxton stated, these passages misstate the fact about the founding of Israel and the resulting Palestinian migration. In 1917, during the First World War, the British Foreign Security Secretary Lord Balfour stated that the British government would endeavor to provide homeland for the Jewish people in their heritage land. During that time, the entire Middle East was under the rule of the Ottoman Empire. None of the Arab states or Israel exist as a sovereign state. In 1921, the Jewish Agency for Palestine was approved by the British Mandate, responsible for the government of the Middle East following the defeat of Germany and their allies, the Ottoman Empire. The United Nations in 1948 granted sovereign nationhood status for the Jewish state of Israel and to allow for a separate Arab nation in the region. The Arabs said that they would never allow the existence of a Jewish state. In 1948, the state of Israel was recognized by the United States, upon which all the Arab states declare war, with the goal being the destruction of Israel. Once again, the land is not called Palestine. The passage seeks to discredit the state of Israel by failing to call the land by its proper name. In the early stages of the 1948 Arab War against Israel, over 200,000 Arabs left Israel voluntarily. The Arab High Council of Haifa refused to allow any Arab to live under Jewish rule and caused many Arabs to depart. In 1967, the Arab, including Jordan, Syria, and Egypt, threatened war against Israel and massed their armies on Israel border and closed the port of Sharm el-Sheikh, an act of aggressions. Israel struck first in self-defense and defeated the Arabs. The Israelites captured the West Bank, the Golden Heights, Gaza, and Jerusalem, the hereditary capital of Israel. Now let us look at how the textbook describes the return of the Jewish nation to their home country. Listen carefully, please.
In the text World History, published by McGraw, Hill, Glencoe, copyright 2008, on page 996, the statement can be found, many Jews had emigrated to the Palestine Mandate, believing it to be their promised land. The Zionists wanted the land of ancient Israel to be a home for the Jewish people.
And here is the comments. Taken together, these statements suggested that the Jews just took a random notion to show up in their promised land. These statements ignore the legitimacy of their return to their biblical homeland and the fact that Jews have lived there since biblical times. And here, let me share with you the summary. Israel was promised to the Jews by God, as recorded in the Bible over 3,500 years ago. The Balfour Declaration promised the Jews a homeland in Palestine in 1917. The United Nations recognized the State of Israel in 1947. Interestingly, this is a direct antithesis to the material on page 679, where Zionism and immigration to Palestine are correctly explained as response to Europe anti-Semitism dating back to the Middle Ages. The final paragraph on page 996 does not explain the role of the Arabs in creating the Palestinian refugee problem, and it makes no mention the Jewish refugees from Arab lands. In the previous book, World History, published by McGraw-Hill and Klingel, 2008, on page 997, there is a map which has two arrows indicating two groups of Arab refugees, one from 1948 and one from 1967. The following comments are referring to the map. The key using arrows indicate two groups of Arab refugees, one from 1948 and one from 1967. Then note that all the Jews arriving in Israel are part of the Jewish immigration, 1948 to 1964. Thus, according to the textbook, Holocaust survivors, who account for almost all of the 350,000 from Europe, are not refugees. Their experiences between the late 1930s and 1948 notwithstanding, nor are the 264,500 from North Africa, all of whom fled intolerable conditions in Arab countries without their property. It is not clear in the text why Arabs have refugee status and Jews do not. In the same book, on page 999, there is no truth in the statement that the PLO recognized the Israeli state in return for the Palestinian control over a semi-independent area. The PLO charter has yet to be changed and still calls for the destruction of Israel. The Arab states call for the destruction of the Jews in 1948, again in 1967, and again in 1973. Each time the Arabs waged aggressive war against the legitimate state of Israel and have repeatedly refused to recognize the right of Israel to exist. In a speech at the United Nations on August 15, 2011, Mohammed Abbas, leader of the PLO, again refused to recognize the state of Israel's existence. Jordan, Iran, Syria, and many other Middle East Muslim countries refer to Israel as the Zionist entity, meaning that Israel is not a legitimate state. Finally, here is a summary. The PLO has not and still will not recognize the right of the state of Israel to exist. Arab states have repeatedly called for the destruction of the state of Israel. Israel is called the Zionist entity as a way to further denigrate the state of Israel. To learn more about lies in the text books, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.